described it all in intricate detail. Excruciating, exquisite detail. And at the end of all of that, fucking around in there for about an hour and a half, trying everything we could think of, poking everything with everything, using every item we had, everything I could think of, it turned out every single one of them was bullshit!
It was a big old red herring.
Every single elaborate thing
didn't matter at the
was
time.
So utterly pointless that I can't help but laugh at it because it is masterfully done. It's like Chekhov's gun, fuck right off.
But you look like mother. Don't want to lose you to another. I'm recording, by the way. Are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just messing with these volumes.
All the single ladies?
Let's see what car sounds
like. All the single ladies. All the single ladies?
This is It's Not Funny. Like, hey guys. I guess we could theoretically cut stuff off at the beginning, but that all seems like cheating to me, you know?
It seems like
why
cheating.
Am I turning this way?
I don't know.
I'm just pissed off.
It's okay. So we're gonna have an angry sits off.
I'm just frustrated.
I understand. We should talk about something.
Well, that's all good. Just know, everybody, that I'm coming from a place of frustration and sobriety right now, which are two terrible things for Kendrick.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's a double down.
I'm a surprisingly patient person at times. And when I really lose my cool and I start getting impatient, that's a dangerous thing. You probably don't see it a lot.
Yeah, because you only listen to us on the radio.
Well, you know, but in general, I tend to, I keep my cool. I'll raise my voice, but you haven't seen me agitated. You won't like me when I'm angry.
I keep looking at the spitting in the stream of consciousness list, and the two that have been on here the longest are space politics versus U.S. politics and presidential D&D stats. And I'm like, what were we thinking about when we put those on there? Because I think one of them was that book you were talking about where...
Bio of Space Time, which we did kind of cover.
We covered a little bit, yeah.
And then you talked about a book that was how to beat up every president or something like that, I think.
Every president?
Yeah, it was like beating up U.S. presidents or something like that.
Wow, cool. I don't remember that, but awesome.
Yeah, I think I have it as an audiobook somewhere right now. But yeah, and I think that's where that all kind of came from. And then it became discussing, like, famous people and then just presidents. It was like, so-and-so would have better charisma, but this guy would have better strength, and then it'd be like this whole game of whatever.
Check that off there, then.
Well, we didn't finish talking about that.
Oh, God.
D&D stats.
Google Note is, like, keep being mediocre at the moment.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of frustration with it lately. I think it's scaled poorly.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What do you think Trump's like stats are like?
You know, Trump's stats are interesting because they vary from person to person. Because if you ask some people, they would say he's very charismatic.
So should we try to like hone in on that what his true stat line is?
Like, I don't think that's possible. As a politician, he's a liar. Which means nothing we have on him is going to be actually accurate.
But see, the point, that's
unless
cool,
we can see how much he can bench.
Because that would mean that he's actually very charismatic. Because
I mean,
deception,
in a strict sense, every politician has to be charismatic
at some level. So the problem with that, though, is that...
That's fine. Stop signs are for other fucking people.
Normality is that... normality would be that a person with high charisma would be able to be good at lying. So most politicians probably have high charisma.
I would say that.
But Trump doesn't.
Because charisma is part of the abstraction. It's an abstraction of multiple different things.
Yeah, yeah. We're not saying that like he like is smart or looks good. It's just I'm going by pure skill sets most of the time when I talk about D&D stats. Like if he was using deception, that would be a charisma-based skill.
Sure.
And that whether or not you use that, you know, to lie or to just woo people or silver tongue them, it doesn't really matter because you're still doing the same thing in the end. And
what does intimidation use again?
Strength, but in some games, in most games, you can always make a case for other things. Like, intimidating by lying is deception. Ways to work around both of it.
I would say that there's one thing I think we can all agree on, which is that he's not very dexterous.
Yeah. He's got a tiny hands. But, like, the other thing is he's not really good at lying because everyone always catches him lying. So that means his dexterity or his charisma is either really, really low.
But here's the best part about it.
Or he's just throwing all of his...
Now, here's the thing, though. Have any of the lies that people have caught him in done anything?
That's the thing. It's like, Like,
luck? Not luck.
I
think it's actually charisma.
Oh,
it's the next level of charisma. It's like,
right.
I'm lying to you. I know.
It's like when you joke about doing a check in D&D and it's like, oh, I'm going to tell him that I just had a baby. And it's like, you're a man. And he's like, I know, 20. And you're like, oh, wow. So
he knows you're lying, but he goes along with it anyway.
He feels bad that you have to lie to him about having being pregnant just to get by the door and lets you through. And you're like, I guess that makes sense.
I think that's basically what you got there. Because seriously, he gets away with shit. It's hard to deny that.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I was like, I'm not sure, because he like everyone calls him out all the time online, but nobody
and it does nothing really to do anything because he still got elected.
He probably's got very mediocre strength.
I mean, I don't know. I assume so. I mean, I've never seen him lift anything.
Do you think
I don't really watch
he's
him
more
much.
Intelligent or more you know, wise?
I'm not really in a good position. I didn't really follow a lot of the election except
sort yeah,
of
but none of the stuff we actually talk about is like the research.
Fair. Okay, I'll just keep being bombastic. Fuck it. I was accused of that in a meeting today. It was great.
Oh, really?
Being bombastic.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We can't talk about it on the podcast.
We can and we will. No, I'm kidding.
Someone said, what is it? They said he was lively talker, and I was like, so like me, and then everyone said nothing, and I was like, yeah, that's a yes.
Who said
it? They were talking about something else.
You're a lively talker.
Me. Or no, they said somebody else was, neither one of us. And
oh, okay.
Then I was like, oh, like me, and then nobody said anything. I was like, I think that means that I either am or I just made a really bad joke, so. I don't know, his strength, maybe, but I'm really more interested in, you know,
psych
is
stats.
He more in the sex stats?
No, the psych stats, psychological stats.
Yeah, psychological stats. Mind stats. Like, is he more wise or is he more intelligent? Like, yeah. Is he wise because he knows how to business well? And I know what I just did.
Is that wisdom or is that intelligence?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering, is that it's common. So they usually generally say that things that are common sense are wisdom. So is knowing things and having, like, effective conventional wisdom, I don't know, that's not the right way to say it. So is it intelligent to be good at manipulating markets and doing business well, or is it wise to, is it like, you use
is
a lot
it,
of common sense?
I always think of intelligence as being a lot of book learning, right?
Yeah.
Like studying and being studious and being
and knowing things.
Intellectual.
Like, knowing things. Like,
yeah.
Being able to, like, recite facts, kind of like you do. Like, I ask you about, like, you know, how do you make wine? And you're like,
oh, well,
diatribe.
First you take
yeah.
some, yeah.
So that to me.
Diatribe.
That to me is like.
Hold on, I got to get a clean one. Diatribe. That's going to be a sound effect I'm going to use later.
Awesome.
I don't know when, but I'm going to take it out and use it for later.
Like, that's intelligence
diatribe,
to me.
Diatribe, diatribe.
Where you're like, you know, talking about, you're able to talk about stuff.
Knowledgeable.
I mean, even if people don't want to hear it.
Yeah, being knowledgeable.
That's why knowledge is a skill.
Depth
that
of knowledge,
and so wisdom to me is like knowing intent, or like having a good sense of yourself or the world around you, and knowing, it's like, it's almost like street smart versus book smarts, kind of.
Sure.
Because you can be wise and know, like, that guy's probably going to stab me, not just because he's, you know, a minority, but
yeah, not because
he's like,
well, based on his height and the actuarial tables that I'm aware of, and his ethnicity and the brand of clothing that he's wearing, it would appear that would put him in the I've been stabbed.
He's statistically likely
more like the guy's like, that guy's
right
shifty
now.
Looking. I'm
mm-hmm.
gonna punch him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he got a knife. Done. Yeah,
so,
I get you.
Like, but some people throw, like, that kind of streetwise stat into intelligence, though.
That seems inappropriate. Otherwise, what is wisdom? Like, what is wisdom?
Yeah.
It's not that stuff.
That's why I always say it's more like common sense. So being streetwise can also be like, I know the place to go to get this. That's not necessarily common sense.
So
it's more
a shrewd businessman may not have the knowledge of understanding
exactly
everything, but he knows that if it's a cold winter, he should probably invest more in this goose farm. And you're like, what? Yeah, cold winters increase the sale of goose down jackets,
yeah,
so the stock goes up in winter because of the, you're like, ah,
it's that kind
you.
Of, that's not really like book learnings or like facts. It's
but,
like,
and it might be considered
proper
fact, but he
assumption.
Learned it because of watching the market, because he's got common sense.
And so, like, I would even argue that his, Donald Trump's business prowess comes off as a wise thing. Not that he's a sage or that he's like, you know, a sensei who's wise about the world, but he makes decisions that have garnered him more money than other decisions would have.
Yes.
And in the sense that he's a businessman, he's a wise businessman. He may not be all that intelligent, but he makes good decisions about business, not about everything. And don't, like, get on my case, people, about, like, saying that. But I just want to say that, out loud, Donald Trump probably has a pretty good wisdom score.
I would say so. I mean, people with good stats don't just not make mistakes or misjudgments. I mean, there's all kinds of times where you fuck up
and
bad.
Alignment, too. Like,
yeah, and he's been around here for, what, 50? No, he's 68?
He's older than me.
He's older than... He's the oldest... He is the oldest person to be inaugurated as president.
Hmm.
So I think he's in his 60s. But, so, when you put out 68 years, you're bound to say and do lots of stupid shit. Now, he seems to have done above average stupid shit around cameras and microphones.
You see, that's why I say he's not, that's why I would be like, I don't think he's that wise about life.
I think he's got questionable judgment, but I don't think he's quite as...
Or maybe it's just an amorality coming out.
That could be part of it.
Which is an alignment issue, not a stat issue.
Alignment is a whole other game.
I know, right?
Alignment of people is a really interesting one, but
yeah,
I think that
To be fair, some of the things that I think that Trump's alignment goes more towards like a neutral type of thing.
I think if you're gonna be in politics at that level, there's an element of lawfulness.
Oh yeah, of course, but like
goes into
there's
it.
There's that. People would say evil, but I don't know that I would say evil. There's a lot of things that neutral style characters do that are frowned upon and that are not sure. Seen as good in the eyes of certain individuals, but it's almost like we have a president that's not lawful. It's like
he seems chaotic.
He's like neutral or like chaotic neutral in the sense of like he doesn't really follow the system at all, you know, like the system of morality held up by the society we live in, which is kind of interesting because now we're talking about a character who a real life person, a character who is neutral, chaotic, neutral, but has some interesting stat lines to back up the stuff he's doing, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a possibly charismatic, possibly wise, not very dexterous or strong, as far as we can tell.
Right.
Probably got a pretty hardy constitution, I'd imagine.
I mean, he seems to be. Yeah. At least compared to Clinton.
Yeah.
Hello.
And we're not really sure about intelligence at the moment, but that's interesting. So what character do we just roll? A neutral, chaotic, neutral.
Like a druid, I
like,
guess.
Yeah, I was thinking like a
druid
like,
or a sorcerer.
Or like a ranger. Because you can have constitution, maybe
dexterity. I feel
dexterity
like you need to
have
some dexterity or strength
but you
to be
can,
a ranger. But
yeah, you could be like a knowing ranger. Like
I think
a ranger
it's a sorcerer, though, dude.
Who just walks around.
Dump stats of wisdom.
Yeah, you're right.
And
no, but that's not his dump stats.
I mean, sorry, his main
he's
stat.
A monk. Or he's a cleric.
Well,
wisdom is a high stat for clerics.
I thought wisdom was high for sorcerers.
No, intelligence is always high for the sorcerers and the wizards.
I thought wizards were intelligence and sorcerers were wisdom.
No, sorcerer's charisma. That's what it is.
Oh,
it's weird.
Right. So it'd be clerics.
Yeah.
So
we have a cleric president.
Oh, okay.
But he's like, but that's the cool thing about clerics, they're not paladins.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can have a neutral or chaotic neutral cleric, right?
I mean, sure.
Because it's just a different god that they, like, clericize.
I mean, I guess. Is there someone else we're not thinking of?
I don't know. Like, class-wise, you mean?
Or? Yeah, like, who else could it be?
Barbarian.
Could it be?
Well, so you don't have strength, or so you could...
He wouldn't be a combat class.
No, I don't think so. Like, he couldn't be a bard, maybe, but that's intelligence. Bards are intelligence.
Are they? I thought they were mostly charisma.
Charisma, intelligence. Well, but you know a lot. Bards have all that knowledge stuff that they know. They just, like, know
true.
Things.
So
you'd probably
bard.
Be, like, a kind of a bard, maybe, if you, depending on the other stats that I don't want to judge you on at the moment. But
judge away, man.
Your intellect would either make you a wizard or somebody who had knowledge-based skills. But there's like 50 different classes that we're not even thinking about. Like,
that's
maybe he's a drunken fighter, or he's a master of chains, or something weird like that.
Fuck
I don't know.
Those things. I don't know. He's a paragon douchebag. That's a thing, right?
Paragon he's a level 20 douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, some other interesting presidents that we haven't thought of? Like, Bill Clinton?
Definitely high in the charisma because he straight up lied to people and was caught in court doing it and got off on the technicality of it depends on what your definition of is was literally his defense.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
that's
it
pretty
worked.
High.
Like
in
that's
charisma.
Gotta be charisma, right? I don't know what he did physically except bang chicks. Which
that probably
requires
that,
some kind of constitution.
And I would imagine either dexterity or strength depending on the kind of sex you're having.
Yeah.
Because
probably dexterity. He played the saxophone. Really
oh, there
well,
you
right?
go,
so
dexterity.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then is he intelligent?
Depends on who you ask.
Well, I'm trying to go objective. Like, is there things that would make us believe that he had an intelligence stat?
He does have a law degree. He practiced law.
That's weird. How many presidents practiced law?
All Democratic presidents were lawyers,
okay.
And almost all Republican presidents were military.
Oh.
That's usually the line.
That's an interesting thing.
And
to
I think it's actually
100%.
At least in the 20th century, almost everybody on the left comes from a legal background.
Okay.
And almost everybody on the right comes from a military background. A lot of times both. But if you look at it, like GW, actually he was not super military, but he was in the military for a little bit in the
George
National
Washington?
Guard. GW Bush.
I'm just kidding.
and HW was in, he was in something, but again, it was all soft stuff. A lot, lately, it hasn't been a lot of military leaders. Yeah. Historically, it was for some of them.
So would that mean that they have, like, high strength and constitution?
One would assume so, if they've got that. I mean, because you're talking legit soldier classes,
so law degree, if you go to college, you probably have a decent intelligence.
Well, if you pass the bar, and presumably these guys passed it legitimately, I don't think that, well, the Clintons had some political power before they got into presidency, or before they, well, obviously, before, you don't go to presidency without some political power, but, yeah. Bill was a governor of Arkansas, right? And Hillary was in the Senate before, I want to say. I forget before that. It's like in the early '80s or late '80s.
So that's interesting. So we have
both of them were involved in Watergate. But
both the Clintons were.
Hillary was involved as a lawyer.
And Bill was involved in Nixon's Watergate.
I think so. Yeah. She was one of the lawyers on the ethics committee. So she was involved somewhere then. She was around.
Interesting.
I think I know about that because there was a big meme about how she was thrown off because she was unethical.
They're like, so the thing I'd say about Bill then is he's got decent, he's got really good charisma.
Probably.
He's probably got pretty good intelligence.
Yep.
He's got.
He's
got
to have that. I mean, the wisdom. I don't know. It kind of that part.
I'm thinking wisdom is like lower office because I haven't seen really any much of, outside of again. We're not really knowing this stuff here. We're just going off
just
what we, like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think wisdom is very high.
Yeah.
I don't know. You said dexterity is pretty high.
Yeah.
I see pretty average constitution and strength. What were we saying about constitution? Like,
I don't know about his strength. I'd probably assume low just because I don't know. But
yeah.
His constitution seemed to be all right. He's still alive.
So we have a dexterous, intelligent, charismatic, and as a ranger.
Rogue
and
ranger?
So? Okay, I was thinking because dexterous.
I thought rogues needed more intelligence.
They do. They do.
They
need to
pick
traps. I wouldn't.
Hey, thanks, asshole. We just share this name. That's fine.
I don't know. Maybe I just really want ranger. But I think because dexterity is usually one of those skills that you do. I guess you're right, rogue, because you have intelligence, dexterity, and charisma.
I'm doing them traps of all them.
That's a rogue.
Grabbing.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's okay. So what about Hillary? The
president's been doing it for a while, right?
What about Jill Stein?
I know nothing about her.
She's a druid.
Except that she's level one.
Actually,
she's
no.
A level
she's
one.
Probably a ranger or druid. Just based on her, like chaoticness.
Yeah.
Her chaotic alignment is fitting for...
Yeah, but... I know nothing about her except she's low level and can't play in the big leagues.
Yeah, so
Gary
Ranger
Johnson,
Druid, that's what I said.
Gary Johnson is, I don't know what Gary Johnson is.
He's a level one human.
Yeah.
You're like, what class? You're like, no, I said it. He's a human.
Well,
one human.
Gary Johnson does not have the intelligence, obviously. He turns out to not know shit. Wisdom-wise, I don't know if it's there. Dexterity, yeah, he's kind of a sad, he rolled
he's
badly.
Like he's like an NPC. Yeah, he didn't realize that
Gary
he could re-roll
Johnson
his stats.
Gary Johnson is an NPC. Poor Gary. Oh, Gary.
Okay, so what about Hillary?
Low constitution. Gotta be.
Okay.
Because that was a big thing, right? Don't know about her strength. Doesn't seem to be very strong.
That's sexist. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, she's an old lady.
I don't know what her strength stats are, probably.
She had a legal degree, and she did have a law license at one point.
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Assuming intelligence.
Her stats seem lower to me than, like, just even some of Trump's stats.
Yeah.
I don't think she's very charismatic either.
Well, I would say
problem.
So. Yeah, I don't think she was super charismatic.
Waiting for group. Oh, I thought that's a group. yeah, she's like, you got a little bit of, you got a lot of intelligence, let's say that. You got
sure,
a
I mean,
pretty
she's
high
got
intelligence.
Legal degree, she's got a lot of political experience, I am not stopping for that. Okay. Are you just making an imitation of, police
yeah.
siren? That's
yeah.
not cool, man.
Oh, that's what I usually do when I run around the yellow light.
You try to scare away the other cops by making an impersonation of a cop?
No, I just like always like, well, I'm gonna get pulled over this time. Okay, cool. It scares them. Yeah, it does scare them away. It's like... Like kissing the ceiling, I do boo-boos.
Anyway,
I just think she was like out of her league, maybe.
It's kind of, well, I mean, it's easy to do that when
with
you lost,
D&D
right?
stats.
Looking back, it's clear when you lost, right? I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we're talking about.
Again, her greatest strength was that she wasn't Donald Trump, which isn't a very strong asset. Like,
yeah, that's
as far
like
as
a,
skills are concerned.
That's like, yeah, that's like a background element that doesn't really affect your stats that much.
What's your main skill? Well, my main talent
is
that
I'm not someone
Trump.
Else.
I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. I mean, literally everyone else has that, except one person. Maybe a few more if there's a naming issue. But
how about Obama? What's Obama got going?
He's
got to
have the high
Obama?
Charisma. People
okay.
are obsessed with him. They're so sad. I'm seeing people, like, talking about how they are crying because Obama's leaving.
And you think,
so he's
got to
have that charisma
wisdom?
Stat. Well, let's piece it together. He's got the intelligence because he's got that legal degree. He taught constitutional law.
Yeah, so I'd say charisma intelligence are pretty high for him, too. We're going to keep hitting that probably with presidential
candidates. Yeah, so. Charisma, anyone who succeeded is going to have high charisma, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they got it because that's 99.99999% of the game.
So what about his constitution?
It's got to be good. He was a scholar in it, yo. Constitutional. Kyle wants to bail out.
I imitated opening the door.
Yeah. It's probably pretty decent. I mean, his endurance is good, right? His constitution is probably good. He plays basketball. He stopped smoking. That's good for him.
In a weird way, most presidents would have to have a decent constitution because they have to survive 4 years of being president. And that's actually...
And if you watch, oh man, it ages him.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
Like everybody who had gray hair afterwards and...
No one exits office with all their hair intact.
Yeah, right.
Go back and look at pictures of GW from the beginning, from like 2000.
I did. There was like a whole article on it, and they were showing.
And you look at it, you're like, oh man, he looks bad. Like 8 years was not kind to them. Or Obama.
No,
he looks old. I mean, he wasn't. He's 8 years is a lot of time, but man, it seems like he aged a lot faster than some other people.
Yeah, he's like went from like 28 to 53, or
boom. I mean, he wasn't, but it looks like it, right? But anyway,
So I think Constitution's pretty. Those three stats seem.
His dexterity seems to be pretty good.
Why? What makes you say that?
He plays basketball.
Okay, okay.
That was like his big thing. Like he was always playing basketball.
Strength is probably medium range.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Then like wisdom.
You know what? I don't know. I mean.
Like it's hard to judge wisdom based off of like their policy.
He seems a little bit like an academic type who would not have a lot of wisdom, who wouldn't know a lot of things because of his background of being sort of shut up in academia.
You think he was like shut up in academia though? I mean, he's not in college, didn't he?
Who didn't?
I mean, yeah, but like
literally every president has.
Okay, well, I mean, he was cool about it.
Just he's black.
Just kidding. No,
mean, no. I mean,
I didn't say that, but
why
I implied it.
Why did you say
it.
That? Racist.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just like the fan factor.
There's a weird fan obsession game with him that makes it hard to pull it apart because as strong as the fans are, the hatred's there too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
So it's really tough to be objective.
He was a pretty... I mean, as far as being the head of the country goes, he was a pretty good head of the country in the sense of, like, being a figurehead. Not necessarily the policies he made and things like that, but, like, representing...
Which is like charisma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I wonder if... Yeah, I wonder if there's any wisdom in there. I'm trying to think.
Well, you know, it's tough one.
Because he did a pretty good job of not sounding like a total dickhead when he was on television.
To those who liked him, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I want to hear, though, is like...
Many of the people, of all the people, I mean, I know a lot of people on the right side of things who thought he sounded like an idiot.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Now that you mention it, there's a lot of people who were like, God, he's such a tool, and I'm like,
and,
I don't really know why. Like, what was he saying?
Was known for being a great speaker, and his...
Look, he's trying to do it.
Method of delivery was...
He's
still did it best.
He's doing it.
And it's like, it was, that was great for some people. It really got him hard. And other people are like, the guy sounds like an imbecile. Like, how do you guys like him?
Give me an example of a president who was a good public speaker.
Well, that's where it's tricky because they say Bill Clinton was too, but Bill Clinton was also kind of the same thing. And if for some people, that's just what they think of as a good public speaker, I guess. And other people don't think of that as a good public speaker.
Maybe it's because you sound like you're thinking about things before you say them.
It's honestly that people will like someone and then will decide that everything they're doing is right and will adjust the facts to fit.
Yeah.
And then you'll hate someone and then everything you're doing is wrong and you'll adjust the facts to fit.
That's true.
So if you like a guy, he's a great public speaker, his policies are good, he reaches across the aisle and everything's good. If you hate the guy, he sounds like an idiot in front of everybody, he's divisive, he doesn't work with the other team. And you're talking about literally the same guy in the same events.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Human
perception is a weird thing.
Yeah, and politics is a kind of disgusting game full of sickening people.
Made up of human body parts and organs and blood and stuff. That's why it's so gross.
The worst combination of them.
Okay, so I don't know. That's kind of interesting.
You want to get started in weird stuff, you go way further back. Like,
okay.
You can go to William Henry Harrison, who died 30 days into assuming the office and was not healthy for a single day of his life. Obviously, zero constitution.
Yeah, like,
right?
That's why he didn't survive the presidency.
He got sick because he had the longest acceptance speech, or inauguration speech, I forget whatever. He had the longest whatever speech, I think it was the inauguration speech, of anyone ever at, like, 4 hours.
What?
And it was in the snow and the rain and everything, and he got pneumonia, and then he died.
That's like low intelligence too, or maybe low wisdom or something.
Yeah, so he's like bottom of barrel everything. Must have had charisma.
So we officially named someone who is worse than Hillary. Yep. So you can't get mad at us for saying Hillary didn't have good stats.
Well, you can get mad at whoever you want. I just don't fucking
care. You can't.
Oh shit, they can't?
No.
No. I don't know why I hit my hand in the window. I don't know what that
is. I'm hitting a fly. You're the fly.
Everything is all flies. The fly is in you.
We don't know who flies are.
The fly is all around us.
The fly is the new president.
Everything is a fly.
Welcome.
The fly is with you.
Fly.
McFly. McFly. Hello. And tied back together.
Wow.
Knocking on the window, knocking on McFly's head.
Yeah, that was a small circle, but it was a necessary circle.
Sometimes the circles must be small, Kyle.
Sometimes.
They form a bigger circle. How was that? I got... only on the Tevka. Anyway, Fiddlers and Grooves and whatnot. Alright, so spin it right back around. Vladimir Putin. Why not? Go for it. He's not US president, but we're doing it. I guess we're stopping. We're doing it. We're stopping. We're doing it.
Vladimir Putin.
Low
charisma?
Sure.
I'm asking.
It seems like he was well, let's see. Is he president? I don't know how Russian politics work. That's not something I've studied extensively. Sa. P burned out. It's just a saw now.
My pee got burnt out. Now I'm just a saw.
I hate when my pee gets burned out and I'm just a saw. Is he a president?
I don't
know. Or is he a prime minister?
He's a prime presidenter.
I don't think that's
a thing. He's a spinster.
All it boils down to is if you are the president, you're elected by popular vote, right? Mm-hmm. Or by you're elected in an election of the people, and then there's like other stuff. Ours had all.
Yeah, because I was gonna say because it popular vote is a weird thing.
But what I mean is,
40% acceptance rate.
Prime minister, 40%.
That's what someone said before I left work.
I wish he.
Or 40% popularity.
Yeah. Oh, he has a 40% popularity vote now, but no one comes in with 50. Like they don't. By the time the election's over, people hate him already. Like,
I thought Obama had like 80 or something like that.
At one point in his, he did. But do you know who the highest? Actually, fun fact. Do you know who the most popular U.S. president was in the history of the United States?
As Garfield.
Highest approval rating.
Who?
George W. Bush, first term.
Really?
95% approval rating.
Hot diggity.
Right after 9/11. You know who the least popular president
Kennedy.
In the history of the United States was? George W. Bush, second term.
Oh, wow. Right.
So,
after nothing had happened.
Yeah, and I think he bottomed out at 30-something.
That's interesting. But, predictable.
No, I know, isn't that? But there you go. George W. Bush, literally the most and least popular president in the history of the United States. Go fucking figure, right? So, anywhoozy.
That's kind of funny, actually.
It is. It's my favorite stat. I don't really even like him. I really don't. I mean he's not the worst president, but he's nowhere near the best.
Always have that bottom bar that they're not Trump.
I guess.
We haven't really seen him do anything.
He hasn't done anything yet. Who knows? He could walk in there and all of a sudden become the most cogent, sane person ever, and then I would just shit my pants and not know what to do with myself, right?
I don't want to shit pants.
I don't either, but wouldn't that be fucking weird? I just want to see him completely backtrack on everything he fucking said.
Yeah, that would be so amazing.
And have him be like, oh yeah, we're legalizing gay marriage across the world
they
permanently.
They already took down the LGBTs, site.
Uh-huh. I've already seen the Snopes page. That already came up on that one, so the people who believe Snopes will be happy, or at least they'll be less, I don't fucking
who
care.
Who believe Snopes?
Whatever. Anyway, there's been a bias in Snopes that's been coming up lately. Because the owner came out and said Donald Trump is an asshole or something, and it's like, wait a minute.
A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, but it makes it's one of those things where it starts to show where people have some kind of underlying bias and things.
Were you telling me earlier about the tank thing, like where he wanted to have like tanks and missiles and stuff, and the military's like, no, dude.
I remember I heard
something like that today. Someone was like, the military like leaders declined having tanks and like, you know, all that stuff at his inauguration because that's stupid. We're not in North Korea.
Wasn't me, but
no, that's fine. It was somebody said it. This, now you know.
Okay.
The world knows.
Now I know someone at work said something about something.
Yeah. Okay. That's what this whole podcast is about.
Sure.
Two people from work saying things about other things.
You know what I heard? I heard that Obama snorted cocaine off of Hillary Clinton's scalp.
I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah. While she was doing meth off his junk.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
She does look like she does a little bit of meth here and there.
Anyway, what I was trying to say was I don't know if he was voted in, he's got to have charisma, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a prime minister, they select the prime minister from the ministers. So he only has to get approval. He only has to get voted in by a smaller group of people. and then they appoint one from the party. So,
okay.
In Britain, the way it works, if I remember correctly, or if I understand correctly, which I realize I say a lot, and I'm just basically what that means is I don't think I know what I'm talking about, but I'm not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a
disclaimer.
Yeah. The ruling party is determined by how many members of parliament there are. So there's like it's kind of like how we have, you know, Congress. There's more, like right now, the Republicans run Congress. Well, what would happen is the Republicans, like we have the Speaker of the House. Mm-hmm. Basically, the Speaker of the House is essentially the Prime Minister.
Okay.
Basically. Because they basically pick a guy and they say, he's our Prime Minister now. And he steps up. And a lot of times, not a lot of times, but it's possible for them to shit can him. You're like, never mind, you're out. New Prime Minister from the same party. But they make a big show of him resigning when it gets voted in and the party changes hands. Then he makes a show of resigning. Like
which also makes it kind of confusing because you think that...
It's his personal thing. Yeah, but it's more complicated. Now, it is more complicated than that, so sorry to our British listener.
A British listener?
No.
Oh.
I stream the podcast through a VPN that goes through Britain so I can look like we're international. That's it.
Genius!
Also a lie.
Wow.
Yeah. Anywho... So all I'm saying is, if he's that, then it's just that his party is popular, and he only became the representative from whatever one area he's from.
Okay.
But I don't think that's how it works. I think he's a president. Because I think they have presidents.
Yeah, like, okay, I think I get it, yeah.
Now, they might still have a parliament, but I think they have presidents, which, I mean, I think he's voted for.
I think we've fallen on that Vladimir Gorbachev Putin.
That's not his middle name.
Well, middle name's a relative.
It's not Gorbachev.
is a president with a parliament surrounding him.
Is that means he's got to have charisma.
Okay, yes.
Or vodka, which counts as charisma.
Mm-hmm.
Dutch
lowers charisma. Intelligence.
Well, I mean...
So automatically, if he's in Russia... Right? Well, see, that's an interesting thing, is because it doesn't. In the archetypical D&D setting... Alcohol lowers intelligence, not wisdom.
That's stupid.
Well, it lowers your ability to make cogent decisions.
Wouldn't that be wisdom, though?
I know. That's why it's kind of confusing.
Does it make you forget stuff?
Maybe that's what they're going for.
I drink alcohol. You know what it is? The guys who made D&D do not know how to party.
They're all fucking nerds.
They've never had alcohol because
Gary Gygax never drank?
Probably. That's why he's such a sadistic asshole. Probably never had sex either.
If you guys had never heard before, Kendrick has a gigantic sore butt from playing...
To be fair.
Wait, from playing a second edition campaign that one of our friends named Aaron DM'd. It was a specific thing that someone built, or that Gary Gygax built to run at like conventions to have characters run through and mostly die. Like, they would bring characters they thought they had built for this scenario as a party and try to get through it and get tricked and die. That's why it was so difficult, is because...
Really?
It was basically built to be run at a convention. Just to fuck with people. Picked the one fucking Gary Gygax campaign.
Aaron, I withdraw my lack of blame. Fuck you, Aaron.
It's not Aaron's fault.
For the longest time, I did not hold that against Aaron because it was Gygax's fault. But if he picked that campaign... Knowing what it was, you're complicit.
So, and this was in advance. This was in advance, or just second edition Dungeons and Dragons, and we had rolled a bunch of characters for it. We're playing around. It's kind of cool. First, I mean,
to be fair, we rolled the characters for a different campaign.
That's true.
And then we tacked this on the end because Aaron got tired of running. I don't know. Whatever. Aaron, I'm not actually mad at you.
I am.
It's fine. I understand it. It's fine. And to be fair, I did not like Gygax before that.
But you did like the stuff he did in Dungeons and Dragons Online.
I liked his goofy-ass voice.
Yeah.
That's about all I had, is that I could not imagine actually working with him as a DM. Like, actually, that would be awful. That would be the worst DM experience I think I would ever have.
Oh, God! And so, the big thing was that this dungeon is just, like, it's got kill floors, and it's got stuff that murders you.
It's got kill floors, and then when you dodge the kill floors, there are more kill floors.
Or rather, there's a kill, and then there's, later on, there's like a kill floor that actually has a door to the room you need to go to in it, so you have to go down it.
And then there's a rod, and if you touch the wrong side, it kills you. If you touch the right side, it just strips your clothes off to a different part of the dungeon and transports you back to the entrance naked.
There was a specifically weighted hallway that if too many people stepped on the other end of the hallway, it tipped and killed everybody in lava.
There was a hallway full of magnificent carvings and statues and paintings and spheres that were all very specifically colored that we took 20 minutes to elucidate.
Oh, 20 minutes.
No, just to describe it.
Just to describe it and draw it,
to describe it.
And we actually drew it out.
Drew it all out. You going or not, buddy? gonna have to go. And described it all, and described it all in intricate detail. Excruciating, exquisite detail. And at the end of all of that, fucking around in there for about an hour and a half, trying everything we could think of, poking everything with everything, using every item we had, everything I could think of, it turned out every single one of them was bullshit!
It was a big old red herring.
Every single elaborate thing
didn't matter at the
was
time.
So utterly pointless that I can't help but laugh at it because it is masterfully done. It's like Chekhov's gun, fuck right off.
For those of you who don't know, Chekhov's gun is a thing that's put into a scene in a show or or movie that you is like meant to, it's like alluding to the fact that it's going to be used.
So right? Anton Chekhov was a playwright, and his whole assertion was if there is a gun shown in the first act of that play, then in the second act of that play, it has to go off. That's like the basic premise.
Yeah.
And the whole point is you don't build up a thing and then not, and then drop it. That's bad story. It's like, considered
like,
bad story writing.
Kind of like you show something because it's important.
Right.
You don't show things that are nonsensical.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't show like a, yeah, I think it makes
now,
sense.
Part of the fun of that is you can fuck with that because if you have Chekhov's gun, right, and you wave a gun around and you've got this gun and you're waving it around, you wave it around, you wave it around, and it never goes off, that causes people to be anxious forever. The whole rest of the play or the whole piece, whatever it
and
is.
And that's actually sometimes what horror does a lot.
Yes,
when
they
want to
manipulate
make you anxious.
But yeah, that's where you got to understand those tropes and use them, right?
We're over on time, but I did like Karen Kendrick's elaborate rant on that room in second.
Yes, well, that was definitely worth having.
So if you agree with our presidential D&D stats, you should let us know. And if you don't agree, then you should also let us know. But
just let us know. Let us know.
Well, thanks, everybody. It's been Sitsock.
Sitsock out.